Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We can get used to wearing masks and standing 6 feet apart. Those are the easy things, but not being able to gather with groups of friends over a certain number, not even being able to have concerts or sporting events, the world is a very different place. We still celebrate arts events on the first Friday of the month, knowing they are much fewer and farther between, and we still observe the tradition of a musical reminder of just with which month it is. Here's Vaya con Dios.
Mermaids doomed by the sea of tears they have grinned, secrets we once revealed, the blue of your eyes and those hot August nights.
Hot August nights indeed. Well, we think we'll get back there at some point, but a little cooler at the moment. But it is August. It is the first Friday of the month, a chance to peruse the events going on in the art world, which have certainly been compressed, condensed, and otherwise canceled because of the pandemic. But things are going on. There are things to talk about and people to talk about them with. Phone lines are open at 800-838-3760, and they quickly filled up, surprising me. So when a phone line opens up, we'll let you know. Right now, let's start with Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey, and good morning to all of your listeners.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. New Zone Gallery is on the table for this first Friday. This is the start of Eugene's Visual Art Week, which was going to be limited. At New Zone, we will be hosting the annual Salon des Refusés. This is a show that is to exhibit artworks refused by the Mayor's Art Show. This year, the Mayor's Art Show will be online and with satellite locations of some of the number of the pieces that were accepted to the Mayor's Art Show. At New Zone, we will be displaying the work that's refused from the Mayor's Art Show. We've done this for the past 30 years. We have a huge space, 6,000 square foot space, so people can practice their social distancing. And we should have a lot of fun. We'll have our opening reception tonight, along with the Salon des Refusés. We will have a featured artist, Rebecca Lamont, our spotlight artist, Barbara Baklarova. We also have the Photo Zone Gallery located in the back. We'll have beverages by Manifest Brewery. Let's see, the show will run till the end of the month. We're open 7 days a week, noon to 6. Yeah. We have free parking above at the parkade. And so come out, visit some of your friends, be safe. And art has gone through many pandemics in the past, and civil unrest and wars and economic downturns, but it'll always come back. I don't know about Western civilization. So please come on out.
Thanks for the parting thought there, Steve. Always good to hear from you. All right. Art will always survive. Thanks so much. New Zone Gallery in Eugene here on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts. We now move on to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks, Jeffrey. So we are open. We opened The Odd Couple on July the 16th, and we are still running. The Odd Couple is a very funny classic comedy by Neil Simon. And it's going very, very well. We can only have up to 40 people in our 6,100 square foot space. Mm-hmm. And we are able to social distance your parties very, very easily at restaurant style tables. And we're still open for food and beverage. Masks are required. And you can only have your mask off when you're actively eating. And you must wear it during the performance and if you get it to go to the restroom and things like that. And people have been coming and enjoying the show, and it's been going very well. So we are excited that we are open. We also put in new MERV filters in our air system, which are MERV 13 filters are hospital grade. Mm-hmm. And they filter out particles smaller than the COVID virus. So that is also a very good thing.
Wow. Okay. So the things you've had to do just to be able to put on a show, I mean, the theater seems like the least of it with everything else going on.
Yes. And, it's been going really well. Our actors are all very safe. Everything's temperature checked and masked backstage. And the rehearsal processes are really interesting to negotiate it in this world. But we do very clever things with the props. Nobody ever touches the same prop twice.
Oh,
everyone
wow.
has their own phone. Like when there's a series of answering the same phone and passing off the phone. And we secretly have hidden multiple phones beneath the cabinet so that it looks like it's the same phone, but it is not. And wow. In every transition, we actually disinfect the props and the set very creatively and very funnily in this little, I call it the disinfection ballet.
Uh-huh.
So it's very clever, and people have been enjoying it and feeling safe. And so we are open, like I said, through September 6th.
September 6th.
You can get tickets online now. We had shut off online ticketing, but now we have opened it back up again.
Okay, so things in a semblance of normality at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. But that you're really going the extra mile with the phones and stuff. That's great to hear, Valerie.
Yes. Well, of course, I want to keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm. So. Understood. Well, thanks for joining us once again. Always good to hear from you.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Yep, Valerie from the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Moving on now to the Collaborative Theater Project in Medford on First Friday Arts. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on with CTP?
Well, we're doing a lot of fun and interesting things right now. And I will just throw in this for Val. I did go see Odd Couple, and it's delightful. So, you know, there is my little plug for them.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is using the format of old-style radio shows to actually kind of shape theater scripts into old-style radio programs, which has the advantage of having the actors each stand behind a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got these really cool vintage microphones. And they really don't interact because there's no real blocking, per se. So that keeps all the actors distanced. Our audience is also required to wear masks throughout the evening. And we also have put in new air filters and sanitized the theater. We actually took out all of our seats on the seating platforms and cleaned and repainted them and then reinstalled the seats and cleaned those.
Wow.
So it's probably cleaner than my house at this point. What we're doing is the radio shows. We're doing Neil Simon's Broadway Bound, and that opens August 14th, and that runs August 14th, 15th, 16th, and the 28th and the 30th. And then we are also doing an interesting adaptation of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.
Hmm.
And if you've not seen it, of course, it's a classic, but envisioned as a radio show, it's really, really intriguing to work on this way. And that will be August 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and then the last weekend it alternates with Broadway Bound, so its dates are the 27th and 29th.
Hmm.
We are socially distancing everyone in the theater, so we are not selling any of these tickets online because I play Tetris as people call in and put them in locations so that I know that they're at least 6 feet away. The actors, because they're behind the microphones, are at least 12 feet,
mm-hmm.
Probably more in most cases, from the audience. So we've taken this all seriously. We're also doing a really fun thing as part of our new programming, and this is an actual outdoor presentation. We're taking children's stories, and we're doing it in a bilingual format, Spanish and English, and we're reading the stories and acting them out for kids, and this is kind of our Access to the Arts programming. And the first reading will be Maurice Sendak's Where the Wild Things Are, and that will be on the 15th and 16th, Saturday and Sunday, and also on the 22nd and 23rd, again Saturday and Sunday. We call them our Saturday series, although they also are on Sundays, and they're 11 o'clock. Those, we ask that you make a donation to the theater. You could call the theater at 541-779-1055 to make a donation over the phone, or you can drop it into our donation jar. But it's our way of creating community and also providing access to the arts. And we'll be announcing upcoming bilingual performances on that first Saturday that we do that. So
okay.
That's in another week. So there's three things going on, and then we're also working with the owners of the Medford Center to build an outdoor stage so we could do some main stage shows outside.
Okay, all kinds of stuff going on, a collaborative theater
all
project.
Kinds
yeah,
stuff.
You guys have...
And there's just moments when I just sit there and say, well, okay, yeah. So I'm busier than I've ever been.
No doubt.
But we're having fun, and we're staying safe, and we're making sure we temp check the actors, and we also temp check the audience as they come in.
Audience, too. Okay, good. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so lots of precautions being taken.
Yeah, so if people want tickets for the Radio Days programming, they do need to call and pay over the phone at Regis's contact, of course, and then we assign them seats. And this weekend, we are finishing up with a tribute to Janis Joplin performed by Kristen Calvin. So there are shows tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. We're getting pretty tight on tonight and tomorrow, but we do have some room for all three performances. The most availability is on Sunday night. So we just kind of bounce from one thing to another, but we are spraying and sanitizing in between each performance and really not getting more than about 20 people allowed in the theater to see a show. So we have even a limited version of what the cab has, but I know that both of us are really committed to making sure that we do everything as reasonably safely as we can right now, and very proud of our crew for working as hard as they're working.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for sharing all the details with us from Collaborative Theater Project in Medford. Good to talk to you, Susan. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We got a surprising number of calls. I do have the folks from, I have Jade Hale standing by from Oregon Fringe Festival. Jade, be patient. I'll get to you in just a minute. I need to talk to Annie at the Barnstormers Theater at Grants Pass first, though. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Jeff. Happy to be on.
Good to have you. What's happening at Barnstormers?
So it's been actually very nice for me to hear what's going on with live shows at the Cabaret and Collaborative Theater Project, because Barnstormers is not doing live shows. We are live streaming our summer melodrama. So we're doing The Pony Espresso, or The Villain Came to a Grinding Halt. I love those melodrama titles. And we are live streaming it on our YouTube channel. So we have four more performances. We ran two already, and they were very successful. And the reception has been very positive from our patron base. So we have performances this Friday and Saturday, so tonight and tomorrow night, the 7th and the 8th, 7:30 p.m., and then also the following Friday and Saturday, the 14th and the 15th, also at 7:30 p.m., and again, that's on the Barnstormers YouTube channel. And this has been very fun for us. We're the oldest and longest continuously operating community theater in the state of Oregon. We've been around for about 69 years now, and taking this leap into the virtual realm has been pretty exciting. You know, obviously, we're very safe within the... Yeah, it is. It's definitely been a challenge, but it's fun because we actually get to see how a lot of people are viewing from other states and from pretty much across the nation. So it's a lot of fun. And we get family members of our cast and crew who otherwise would not be able to see this show who now get to see it online. And it's fun, too, because doing it on YouTube, there's a live chat section on the side where our patrons can actually put in comments and what we call heckles for our village.
As they happen, which is great with a melodrama, sure. Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah, we have two performers who we call our official hecklers who will throw in the heckles that our audience types into the live chat. So we open up our lobby, as we call it, at 7 o'clock p.m., so that people can find the performance early and then also submit their heckles that will be included in the performance.
Oh,
and then all throughout the performance, you can put in your comments on the side. You can boo, you can hiss, you can cheer. And so it kind of brings in that sense of audience interaction. Obviously, we are missing having live audiences in our theater, but this has been a fun way to create a semblance of that audience energy. Mm-hmm. And the melodrama format really lends itself nicely. The actors get to break the fourth wall and talk directly to the camera,
sure, yeah.
You know. So it's a lot of fun, and we've kind of taken our nice old theater and turned it into a great television studio right now. And the actors are playing it very safe, wearing masks when they're not performing, keeping their distance. We've had to reblock a handful of things so that the actors stay apart from each other as much as possible.
All right, all kinds of great stuff.
We've created this great little cohort of the cast and crew that have worked very safely to create this show. So we've got four more performances this Friday and Saturday and the following Friday and Saturday on the Barnstormers YouTube channel. And the performances are pay what you can. We just ask for a donation, but we do want to make it available for all to view. And then you can donate on our website. There's a donate button right there on the homepage. So that's www.barnstormersvp.com. Or then you can also PayPal us. Find us at paypal.me/barnstormersgp. You can mail us a check or give us a call and make a donation over the phone. So we love the donations, but we want to make it open to everybody to view our summer melodrama online on the YouTube channel.
Okay. Annie from Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. I want to turn now to an invited guest, Jade Hales. I asked to come in because I noticed that the Oregon Fringe Festival, which was unable to do its Ashland gig this spring, has gone online with something that looks like Fringettes, but I guess it's pronounced Frignettes, I'm told, by Jade Hales, who's the music producer for the Oregon Fringe Festival. Hi, Jade.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Good. So how did the idea for Frignettes, not the name, but the stuff, come about?
So just like almost every other arts organization, we found that we couldn't do our annual Fringe Festival in April. So we looked to our peers and in towards ourselves, and we thought, how can we make something that is worthwhile and that still promotes Fringe and still represents the Fringe spirit? And we thought we could put together a little virtual cabaret of every, or at least some of the acts that we planned for the festival this year.
All right, there's some fun stuff in here. Now let me give you an intro to one of this. This is a clip from Volume 2 of the Frignettes. It's a quick listen, but we'll talk about what makes the sounds. So it looks on the video like a couple of guys preparing for a plumbing project. What's actually going on there?
So I believe that is Mark Jacobs' Fringe instrument. It's kind of hard to pronounce, but he spent some time cutting and tuning a few pipes. And it seems that you can, you know, bow or otherwise make that really long, frictiony sound with those pipes. It's a pretty cool instrument he built.
It is. There's other stuff I noticed in the Frignettes. But why is it called Frignettes instead of Fringettes?
So, it's actually kind of a long story.
All right. But, well, we'll leave it at the fact that it's Fringe for the Fringe Festival. But yeah,
exactly.
Frignettes like vignettes. But
exactly.
Now there's you know, it's not just the esoteric stuff like that. We also have the I love the thing from the Kid Big from the Levity Circus Collective, who figured out the way to social distance was to create a 6-foot hula hoop, and by cracky, that works.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So, so how often do you add new material to the Frignettes?
So we do a new iteration of Frignettes every month or so. We took June off, but yeah, so far we have 3 installations, and we plan on putting out a 4th at the end of this month on the last Friday. I think that's August 28th.
Okay, we'll be looking for those at OregonFringeFestival.org. Jade, thanks for coming on to the Exchange to talk about the Frignettes.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, good to have you. Let me get back to the other callers and let them know we're in the lightning round. We got to get about a minute each here, starting with Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, in there. I just wanted to come on and tell you about some online offerings that we have at Brit, because we're clearly not having concerts this summer. Mm-hmm. It is what would be the heart of the Brit Festival orchestra season. And we've been putting up some Friday offerings for people, recordings from past seasons with commentary from some of the performers who are involved and that sort of thing. We're calling it BFO Online.
All right, BFO Online, and that's available through the usual BritFest.org website?
Actually, it's on our Facebook page that we're presenting these as premieres, and then we're also putting them up on YouTube the day after. Today we're going to be premiering Passage, which is a piece written by Mason Bates. And it should be really fun. Sasha Cook, who is the soloist that performed on it at RIT, and also the piece was written for her to perform, is involved in the conversation. So these have been really fun pieces. We started them a couple of weeks ago, and we've got a couple more coming up in August.
Okay, BFO Online, available through the Facebook page for the Brit Festivals. And there's probably a link from the Brit Festival site too, right?
Yes, if you go to our homepage, there's a little story link there. You can find out more about it.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Always good to hear from the Brit Festivals, even if not much is going on, obviously, on the Hill this year. Let's move on in First Friday Arts to Kimberly at Bloomsbury Blends, it looks like.
Hi. Yes, thank you. Kimberly, Bloomsbury Blends. We're the cafe wine bar above the bookstore on Main Street at 290 East Main. And we are excited to be working with the Ashland Arts Association since their gallery closed. We have been able to collaborate with them, and we have planned a First Friday every Friday for the next several months until this pandemic is figured out. And this night, tonight, we have four different artists coming in. And also we have music by the Steve Shine and Dave Miller jazz duo playing on our gorgeous garden patio. And people can enjoy local wines, beers, small plates, and we are doing social distancing. Mm-hmm. So seating is limited, and we ask that if possible, you please RSVP via text or calling the number 650-862-3343. And yeah, we can be found either through the bookstore, or actually that will be after hours, so you can enter via Ender's Alley. You can get to Ender's Alley either 1st or 2nd Street.
All right, we will put links up on the website. That's Bloomsbury Blends in Ashland. Thor Polson, got about a minute for you at the end of this First Friday Arts. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello, Jeff, can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, excellent. Okay, yeah, you suggested that I call this morning. I'll keep this very brief. So, on September 5th, our jazz trio that consists of Teresa McCoy on drums and Dave Miller, who was just mentioned, on bass, will perform at La Baguette Bakery. It's, again, jazz trio. It features nothing but my own compositions, two sets. Merrill Smith, the proprietor, has things set up in such a way that I get two sets and 12 people sit outdoors, 12 indoors. Mm-hmm. And then everyone leaves, and then comes the second set with 12 and 12 again, respectively. So all that information is on my website. That's thorpolson.com, T-H-O-R-P as in Peter, O-L-S-O-N.com. You scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you get all the details.
Okay.
It's by reservation only. And
all
so,
right.
We're very excited about that. I'll check in again next month, and thanks.
Okay, look forward to hearing you on the next edition of First Friday Arts. And here is the end of the First Friday Arts segment and the end of Vaya con Dios and Hot August Night.